Perhaps your summer plans include a visit to a sun-soaked beach or other more exotic locales. If not, you can always travel with books. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our own Marian Winnick reviews a pair of novels that just might, temporarily at least, spirit you away from your day-to-day life. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Garth Ginder is back with a speedy follow-up to his last wickedly funny concoction, The People We Hate at the Wedding. This one is called Honestly, We Meant Well. In it, we meet the Wright family of Berkeley, California. Husband Dean is a beloved American novelist with a cushy academic job at Berkeley. Wife Sue Ellen teaches classics. Gay son Will, 23, is unhappily failing to follow in his father's footsteps, struggling through his college fiction workshops. All are coping with the fallout of Dean's recent adultery. When Sue Ellen is asked to give a lecture to a tour group on the Greek island where she did her doctoral research, she jumps at the chance for a break. Unfortunately, Dean and Will insist on coming with her. The novel combines farcical elements with more serious plot lines and is laced with Ginder's sharp writing and wonderfully over-the-top descriptions. For example, Sue Ellen's lecture, as best her husband can figure out, involves, quote, geriatrics gathering with their walkers at the temple steps and Sue Ellen speaking as the sun dipped into the Aegean and her stopping, just in time for everyone to have a glass of cheap Chardonnay before Zeus, Poseidon, or Shiva, or whoever, ripped a tear in the space-time continuum and carried them all away to that plush, easily navigable retirement home in the sky. Reliably entertaining and intelligent, Ginder is an excellent tour guide to both the sunny Greek islands and the darker channels of the human heart. Cape May by Chip Creek is a hot debut novel in more ways than one. It's the story of the 1950s New Jersey honeymoon of Henry and Effie. Having married right after high school graduation in their Georgia hometown, the couple has come to while away 2 weeks in Effie's uncle's house at the shore. Unfortunately, Effie has fond summer memories of Cape May and no understanding of what the term off-season might entail. Henry's no help. He's never been north of Atlanta. Then they get there and, quote, the clerk at the grocer seemed as happy to see them as they were to see him. At least they have the delicious problem of losing their virginities and then their inhibitions with the help of Uncle George's well-stocked liquor cabinet. But after several days, the sad, lonely feel of the town starts to get to them. They are planning to leave a week early when they notice lights on down the street. The effusive woman who answers the door when they stop by turns out to be someone Effie knows, a friend of her much older cousin. Actually, someone she hated. But before she can get Henry out of there, drinks are being poured, dinner's being served, and a gang of people, including everyone from older men in tuxedos, beatniks, Coast Guard cadets, and a naked toddler, is boogieing it up in the living room. The couple becomes completely infatuated with this decadent, sexy, cosmopolitan crowd, in the process falling down a rabbit hole with life-changing consequences. Deceptively relaxed and simple at first, the novel seems to be an easygoing trip down memory lane. It soon reveals itself as a swirling vortex of psychological suspense, with insights about marriage that recall writers like Margot Livesey and Alice Munro.
The books are Honestly, We Meant Well by Garth Ginder and Cape May by Chip Creek. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.
See you at Book Club.